Let's talk to Samantha Oberstein. She's managing attorney at NPZ's Fort Lauderdale office. Hi, Samantha. Welcome.
Hi, Vijaya. Thanks for having us.
So, Samantha, let's talk about Citizenship 101. What really are the rules?
So that's a really good question because there are a lot of rules for citizenship. And the most obvious is that you need to be a green card holder in order to apply. And the amount of time that you have that green card depends the amount of time that you have that green card before you can file depends on certain categories. So for example, typically it's 5 years, but you know, Snehal will talk a little bit later about some other exceptions to that. For example, marriage to a U.S. citizen. And you can file that 90 days before your eligibility starts. So typically 5 years, but it's 4 years, 9 months that you can file that application. Mm-hmm. And you need to be able to demonstrate a few things. You need to be able to demonstrate that you're a good person, that you have good moral character. So they look back on that statutory period to see if there's any convictions, any issues criminally in your case. So even if it's not something that's going to outright bar you, they look at it under a totality of the circumstances or a discretionary basis. Something mm-hmm. else that's reviewed is whether you've maintained continuous residence during that statutory period. So you need to have resided in the U.S. continuously for either the 3 or 5 year period. And trips abroad during that time can break your continuous residence.
Uh-huh.
So it's really important when we're speaking with a client who's interested in applying for citizenship that we review all of their trips outside of the U.S. and how long those trips were for and when they were also. So for example, absence of more than 6 months but less than 1 year, which also includes the period after filing but before your adjudication. That could be an issue. And your intent really isn't relevant. What they care about is that you were abroad.
Mm-hmm.
And the applicant can overcome that presumption by filing evidence that establishes that they didn't abandon their residence, that they maintained their residence during that time. For example, they were employed during that time. Their immediate family was here during that time. They had access to, owned a home, lease, something like that, property in the U.S. during that period of time. So there is the ability to overcome it.
Uh-huh.
But if your absence was more than 1 year, it becomes very tricky
mm-hmm.
Because USCIS must deny an application if you've been abroad for 1 year. So if we see someone in that situation, we would typically recommend that they would wait an additional amount of time to be able to have the full statutory period. Another thing that's reviewed is physical presence. So if you're applying after 5 years, you need to be physically present in the U.S. for 30 months out of the last 5 years. 3 years physically present for 18 months out of the last 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
And you also need to have physical presence in the district where you're filing for at least 3 months before you file. So there's a lot of math.
Yeah.
And a lot of calculations that go into all of this. So if you have traveled and you are looking to file for citizenship, it's really important to review each of your trips with an attorney before you get that application filed because you don't want to run into an issue later on.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. Lots to consider. It's pretty mind-boggling there, right? Keeping track of the math.
A little bit. A little bit.
Yeah. Well, thank you for that, Samantha. And that's Samantha Oberstein of the NPZ Law Group, your one-stop shop for the entire range of U.S. and Canadian immigration matters. Don't hesitate to reach out to them today. Log on to visaserve.com or call them at 201-670-0000.